This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Richard Sutter of St. Gabriel Catholic Church of Charlotte.
It is a beautiful time to be a follower of Jesus Christ. It is a beautiful time, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because it's our time. It's our moment. It's our opportunity to give witness to our faith. It's our time because God, in His providence, knew you and knew me, and knew in one moment in time we would be led to the baptismal font. God, in His providence, knew in one moment in time Daniel would go to the lion's den. God knew that David would be pulled from the field, stand before Goliath. God knew that Esther would go before Haman. God knew that Peter would deny Him three times, respond to a threefold love, and offer Himself crucified upside down, saying, "I'm not worthy to die as my Lord." They all had their time. As countless followers of our God have gone before us, and now it is our time. Yet if we're honest from our hearts, a cry will come up. We need help. We need help. We need help. We need a Savior. We need a Savior. I remember being asked to go to my first assignment as a pastor with a certain degree of excitement, but also a lot of unknowns. And I remember driving out past Asheville into the mountains and just lifting my eyes to the mountains and saying, "Lord, I need help. I need help. I just want to do my best to love as you have loved, as weak and as broken as I am, but I need help." Then the Psalm 121, 121, verses 1 to 2 came to mind and heart. As for sure, the living word of God, maybe when He was stepping into the River Jordan, as He saw the mountain ranges around, the mountain that He was going to go off to, the wilderness that He was going to go off to, where He was going to be tempted, to show us how to get through the temptations. Maybe this psalm rose up, welled up in the heart of the Son of the living God in the flesh, who did not need baptism, but stepped into that river for you and for me. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2, that says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help comes from the Lord, who created heaven and earth." Our help is in the Lord, who created heaven and earth. So whether here in the pew, or watching online, I'm going to say our help comes from the Lord. I invite you to respond, even online, "Who created heaven and earth?" Three times we're going to do it. Let's respond to that with faith to know where our help comes from. You ready? Y'all don't sound ready. Engage our faith. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. Right? We're here to have this encounter with Jesus Christ through His living word in the Eucharist. Everything we need, the strength we need to go out, and He goes with us. He goes with us. Our help comes from the Lord, who created heaven and earth. A little louder. Let them hear you online now, because they can hear you. Our help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from the Lord. How beautiful this would be as a spontaneous prayer all week, no matter where your travels lead you. Maybe it's on your back porch, drinking a cup of coffee, looking out, watching a sunrise. And to let our strength come from the Lord, our help comes from the Lord who created heaven and earth. And a voice came from the heavens. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. This, my brothers and sisters in Christ, was the commissioning of the greatest ever search and rescue mission. Jesus did not need baptism. He stepped into that river, and to this very day, those waters flowing in that river are holy. If you go there as a priest or a deacon or whatever, you do not need to bless that water. It is holy because the Son of the living God stepped into it for you and me, and in so doing, baptized and made all the fonts of baptism throughout the world holy. Jesus did not need baptism, yet he went for you and me. Like the pillar of fire going before the people of Israel, set free from slavery in Egypt, parting the Red Sea for them to pass dry shod safely to the other side. The light of the world steps into the River Jordan to set the baptized free of slavery to sin, original sin, that had and continues to plague humanity to the present day. We need help. We need to be rescued from sin. We need a Savior. He came and continues to come. Jesus Christ, our Lord. So look up. Look up. Look up to your Savior. Who is my Savior? Why did he come? How did he save me? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He came to conquer sin and to crush the evil one. He saved me and you and mounted the cross for all humanity. Love and truth incarnate, nailed to the cross for us. Look up to your Savior, nailed to the cross, and follow him. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus out of the River Jordan and to the cross. In baptism, we died with Jesus Christ and rose to new life. In baptism, we were called to participate in the priesthood, the prophecy, and the kingship of Jesus Christ. As the baptismal rite tells us, I had the grace of baptizing 4 babies this morning. And after the baptized, we take the sacred chrism, deacons and priests, and we put it on top of their head like a crown. At confirmation, the young people come forward, the Catholic altar call, where they say, thank you, mom and dad. Thank you, godparents. Thank you, everybody who introduced me to my Savior. I got it. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future and who holds me, and that's my Lord. And so I come and say, yes, it is true, amen. And at confirmation, we receive the sacred chrism here, the fullness of baptism, the fullness of our participation in the priesthood, prophecy, and kingship of Jesus Christ. Did you know that you are a priest? Father, only you're a priest. Know every single person baptized at the font, whether in the Catholic Church or not in full communion in another faith, Christian faith. When they're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are incorporated into a priestly nation. There is only priesthood if there is sacrifice. No need for a priest without sacrifice. What is our sacrifice? Because in a moment, I'm going to say, as a ministerial, a priest of the ministerial priesthood, and you're going to respond as the common priesthood, us participating in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ, I will say, pray, brethren, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. What is the sacrifice if not our crucified love? Love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. You are persecuted, calumniated, anything in my name, rejoice and be glad, because your names will be written in heaven. The priesthood of Jesus Christ, the prophecy of Jesus Christ by virtue of our baptism. What does that mean, Father? The good news, to proclaim the good news, to go out in the streets, to preach it from the rooftops, to preach it by our lives, to be the prophets of our times, the kingship of Jesus Christ. And what does that mean? Royalty. Please, if I can tell you one thing that you can pass on to the next generation, if I can tell you one thing that would really to help me, don't ever forget your identity, your royalty, participation in the kingship of Jesus Christ. New life in Christ. New life in Christ this year. New life in Christ, my help and my Savior. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2021, more good news, less daily news. Open Scripture more than you open up the news source of choice. More connectivity with the truth, aided by the Holy Spirit versus the internet. Spontaneous prayer, seeking help from the Lord. Confession as the best connectivity to know ourselves and to truly see how much we need help. More real presence than virtual presence. The Eucharist, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the divine doctor, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And yes, our hearts go out every week to our brothers and sisters in Christ online, for various reasons online and not with here. But I want to send an invite to all of you online, worshiping in spirit and truth. Our church is open 7 days a week. And there are many hours during the week where this church is empty. And I promise you that there is less traffic through this church than there is in the grocery stores and the department stores. Come visit him. Let us not just say it, but pray it and live it. Our help is in the Lord who made heaven and earth.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Richard Sutter of St. Gabriel Catholic Church of Charlotte on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.